So that's cool.
I mean, if you want to do a count, we can do a count.
No. what a lot of people don't know is in order to sync up the audio, I have whoever my guest host is hold their headphones to the microphone, and I count down 3, 2, 1, and then I clap, and that gives me what I need to sync up the different audio tracks that each show uses. So I'm happy to not have to do that for today's show.
It's nice.
Yeah.
It's nice. Me and you.
Me and you in my what was once my geek room man cave / office, then became a kitty cat nursery, and
we never took it down.
Never took it down. So we've got cages in here, and my magic card strewn about. But fuck that. Good morning, everyone, and welcome to LR Mornings today with Kyle and
Christine.
And we have something that I am conflicted on to talk about. I'm a huge fan of JRPGs. I like quite a few action RPGs. And one of those is that I really enjoy is the Kingdom Hearts series, the main series at least. Going back to when the first game was announced for the PS2, I brought in PlayStation Magazine, PSM, to school at the lunch table to show all my friends. I believe Brian was still there because that was my first year, I think. Anyways, because Brian's a year older than me. He graduated in 02. I graduated in 03. Jesus, my 20-year graduation is 3 years old. Jesus. Holy fuck.
Y'all deserve it. That was a terrible year. Y'all screwed up the years behind y'all.
Yeah,
y'all were horrible. Crap y'all did.
Oh, man. Class of 03 at Fort Campbell High. Forever in infamy. We're not going to go down that road. We're going to go down the Kingdom Hearts road. I brought the magazine to the table and showed people Final Fantasy characters next to Donald and Goofy and was like, what the fuck? This is garbage. Whose bright idea was it? Like, all of us were against it.
Yeah, I thought it was weird.
Yeah, all of us were against it. And then the game came out, and a buddy of mine, Matt, you guys have heard Brian and I talk about Matt before. He rented it and brought it over to my house, and we played, and he started playing, and then he's like, "Here, you try out for a little bit," and we were getting hooked. Like once we got the practice down and got to the story going on, and the Heartless start attacking, and like everything, it was like, oh my God, this is way cooler than what we thought. And immediately, like the next day, went out and bought my own copy of the game.
Yeah, Courtney kept talking about it with me, and she said, no, it's really good. And I was like, okay, that was it. It's like, all right, I believe you. So that was it for me.
Well, as someone that is, you tried playing Kingdom Hearts 1, but the jumping was really
I didn't like
stiff.
I didn't like it, and I have anger issues playing video games, so I know when to put it away and just watch, because it's not worth losing my teeth over.
Yeah, so you've seen me play 1, 2, and 3. What do you think of the game series itself, just the games?
It's awesome seeing, because like even when we were all growing up, I didn't watch you play video games. I didn't like you. and then, you know, Courtney talked about it a little bit, and I was just kind of like I said, okay.
For those that don't know, Courtney is my sister. So I married. Yeah,
she's been on the show.
Yeah, I married my sister's best friend, one of her best friends.
Yeah. And so seeing you play it, I was like, wow, this actually really is cool. So and then watching like all of it, it's really awesome. I love it. If ever you want to play it, I'm like, I want to sit down and watch it. Mm-hmm. So,
you know, you might since you know basically the story of 1 and 2, mm-hmm. the controls for 3 are a lot better. Maybe you could try playing 3 yourself.
Okay.
The jumping is definitely a lot bit better.
Okay, yeah, because I couldn't go forward.
I think it was
it was Aladdin's World I got stuck
was
at.
Was it Aladdin's?
Yeah.
Oh, I thought it was...
So it was kind of early on.
Tarzan's.
The first one.
I
no.
thought it was Tarzan.
No, I didn't even make it that far. I suck. I know it, and I'm okay with it.
Well, we've got, I guess I'm still going to call it a rumor. People are saying it's true, including Jeremy Conrad and Skylar Schuler on Twitter, saying that Kingdom Hearts will be getting a Disney Plus series. It is animated, CG, and that the voice actors are expected to reprise their roles, including Jim Cummings, Bill Farmer, and Tony Anselmo?
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 Anselmo? Yeah, there's Anselmo. No I in there.
I don't know. But yeah, so that apparently is happening. What do you feel about that, Christine? Just... off the top.
I don't know. And it's kind of like one of those things where, you know, it's like, should you touch it? But I've been wrong before, and I'm okay with being wrong when something amazing comes out. So, mm-hmm. Yeah, I don't know. But maybe just like going into further detail or something. I don't know. Like, or just like starting... you know, at a different point, like, you know, continuing on with the story, something like that, maybe, or just wanting to retell the whole thing. I don't know.
Well, I'll say this, 30 seconds of spoiler, for Kingdom Hearts 3. So I'm going to count down and then you guys can turn the volume down for about 30 seconds and then come back up. And we'll be done with the spoiler discussion. So, spoilers in 3, 2, 1. So, we know Sora disappears at the end of Kingdom Hearts 3.
Yeah.
But there's that wake-up thing where it looks mm-hmm. like they're in the mm-hmm. real world. And Shinkansen Crossing? I can't remember the name of the famous crossing there in Japan. Maybe that's what that is. Maybe that, cause it looked like a different animation. Maybe that's what's going to be, the show versus a different game.
Mm,
so
yeah.
now that we're done with the spoilers, would you like to see story continue or would you like to see them retell the story from the beginning?
Maybe just continue on. I think that'd be better.
Okay.
I think I'd like it better. What about you? What do you think?
I'm kind of split because of those other games on like the Game Boy Advance and the PSP not Game Boy Advance, but the DS and the 3DS. And like there's... I've got the HD remixes on PS3, so I can play all those other games, but the controls are like worse than Kingdom Hearts 1 in my mind, and I just, it gets too much for me. Kingdom Hearts 3 wrapped up too many storylines, and there was so many cinematics, and... there's issues I have with it. I like the ending for the most part. But what if it what if it was like in, they say voice actors are returning, but what if it was like a side story, like something else in between one and two or two and three, or you know what I'm saying? Somewhere in the middle.
I don't know. I think I'd rather just have them start over then, just kind of like go through all of it if they're wanting to do that. Because maybe someone, you know, can't play the game like me. So, and they don't have someone to watch, and you only get some clips on, off of YouTube. So, you know, maybe they don't know everything. I don't know.
Yeah, that's true.
Kids.
Yeah.
Yeah, so.
Oh, the important thing is I'm actually pretty much down with the idea. I'm interested in what exactly they're going to do with it. And yeah, the fucking Sora on Disney Plus, I am optimistic about it, because I mean, as long as they get Square Enix in it, then I'll be happy. Square Enix, however you want to say it, they need to be as much a part of it as Disney themselves. That was my biggest issue with Kingdom Hearts 3, was there was no Final Fantasy characters to interact with. Mm-hmm. There was some summons in the toy store Bahamut, some Final Fantasy like stuff, but they're, you know, Tifa and Aerith and Yuffie were common in 1 and 2 and completely missing in 3, but oh well.
Yeah.
So, moving right along on this wonderful Wednesday morning, technology is everywhere. We all know that. Almost every person I know has a smartphone, except for Brian. Dude is still rocking like a track phone Nokia.
Hey, it's all he needs. It's fine.
Yeah. I keep telling him that I need him to get a smartphone so I can send him memes. Like,
yeah, but then he'll have problems like us. So we're always on our phone. Everyone's always on their phone.
Everyone is, and kids have kids use their parents' phones, or kids use their parents' older phones, mm-hmm. kind of like as a mini tablet. It's just connected to Wi-Fi. But there's a documentary coming out called Screened Out, from director John Hyatt, and it's a focus on technology addiction, and obviously, that I mean, you would agree. There's a technology addiction issue in the world, right?
Yeah.
Right. Yeah. Anytime you go down any shopping area, people are always on their phones.
They want to hear what this person has to say. They want to find out what's going on with the news. They want to see what's going on people's social media. There's all sorts of things that people want to stay in touch with. And the thing is, like, when we were living overseas, we were gone 3 years. When we came back, I felt like a foreigner in my own country, because things just took off. It was 2012 when we came back, and you had a Google phone when we were over there, but I didn't have anything. I didn't see the point in it. It just, where we were at, it wasn't that big of a deal.
Mm-hmm.
But coming back over here, it was so weird. I felt like a foreigner.
Your first smartphone, I think, was the Galaxy S2.
Something like that.
I think those are what we had, because we were on the even numbers for a while.
Mm-hmm.
Back when you could do a 2-year contract and own the phone.
Yeah.
Pay like $199 cash and own the phone outright.
Yeah, you don't want to get too far behind.
Yeah.
So that's what everyone's afraid of, probably. And it's exciting being on your phone, you know, and seeing all the things at your fingertips.
It hits that dopamine drip,
yep.
You know. I use Twitter to interact with fans of the show. Thank you guys for listening. Fans of the website, lrmonline.com, and politics. If you like politics, go ahead and follow me at that Kyle Malone.
Nope.
On Twitter. Because I go from discussing who should play Wolverine in the MCU to local, county, state, and federal politics. So technology is a double-edged sword, mm-hmm. isn't it?
Yeah.
I mean, on the one hand, it's great that at any given moment I can price match on my phone. I can look up restaurants if I'm in an area I've never been to before. Used to have to go through a phone book mm-hmm. to do that.
Yeah. Oh God, yeah.
Yeah, I remember using phone books in hotels mm-hmm. before the smartphone took off. But look at our own son. He knows how to use a tablet. He's 6 years old, knows how to use a tablet. Knows how to use the camera and everything like that.
He knows how to get apps. He knows how to...
Yep.
And of course, he always is around us when that happens. You know, we do monitor him.
Yes.
And
we have safety settings for, like, so he can't spend money and stuff. But I remember one of the first times he saw a laptop, he tried to touch the screen.
Yeah, I know. It was funny. And then, like, a couple of days ago, I showed him the dial-up sound.
Yeah, the old AOL dial-up sound. Oh, my God. And then having to wait there and be like, please, 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 please. Okay, connected. Welcome. Yay! You've got mail. Oh, really? Spam, 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 spam,
yeah.
Spam, spam, ex-girlfriend, spam, spam.
Yeah, so it was kind of funny. For me, like, hearing it, it makes me anxious because it's not just the waiting, but it's that high-pitched noise, and it's just irritating. And so, like, he kept wanting to listen to it again and again, and I'm like, why don't you just record it on your little VTech camera and take it upstairs so I don't have to keep hearing it? But yeah, so we've come a long way.
So what do you think the solution, you know, we try to monitor Lucas's screen time and limit it, mm-hmm. But also, like, his schooling, they use computers at school.
Yep.
And so we've got learning programs, you know, here at home to help further that, especially since he's so far advanced mm-hmm. compared to the rest of his, excuse me, the rest of his kindergarten class. He's, like, reading at, like, a third, fourth grade level.
Like a third grade, yeah.
Yeah, he's doing, like, first, second grade math, and
yeah, I don't want to test him on third grade yet because he's slowed down a little bit with second grade, so I feel like I'm at a good spot.
Yeah,
but yeah, I don't want him to get far behind on where he was at before school, and so yeah, there's stuff that we get online that, you know, we've even purchased to mm-hmm. help him out, and so it's kind of like something that we, you know, still depend on. And it, a lot of it's just amazing. It's so easy when your kid keeps asking questions and you're just like, you know what? You just say, I'm not going to say the words because my phone's right here. But, you know, you'll say it and then you'll ask the question, like, here, spell it yourself. And, you know, it's like, there you go. Because I don't want to lose track on this long word you want me to spell. So, yeah.
There's been physiological health issues brought up. Because people are looking down now,
their necks,
and
yeah.
so there's a weakness in the necks,
and then sitting for that long. I mean, yeah, that's not good either.
Sitting, if you're sitting, dangers. I mean, there's been several people that have walked off cliffs looking at their cell phone and died. Like, legitimately, multiple people have done that. Just, like, slipped off a cliff because they weren't paying attention. I'm certain, I can't recall a story that I've read, but I'm certain somebody's been hit by a car. Not paying attention, crossing the street when they're not supposed to. Maybe they have headphones in. So that's like some of the double-edged technology. Also, people don't feel a need to retain information because you can look it up. You say, hey, G-O-O-G-L-E-E. And not two E's, I stuttered. And it you know, what is the common length of a blue whale? 100 feet. Okay, cool. And then forget it, because the next time you need to know about blue whales, you just
look it up.
Ask your phone. And
My grandfather can do, he's still really good at like mental math. There's a lot of information that he has because he didn't have shortcuts. He had to do it all himself. He was his calculator. So, you know, while we relied on calculators growing up, you know, and then today, you know, it's even worse, but like him just sometimes it just blows me away. Like, I did not get that. Like, I wasn't even close. It's just, it is kind of making us simple in some ways, but advanced in others. Because, like, with people who are older, there's technologies that they're not used to, and things keep going forward, and they're getting left behind on a lot, you know, on a lot of things. Some of them are. And so they, you know, they do need help, and then we still need each other, you know. So even with technology going forward, it's like we still, you know. That's what I think.
You know the movie WALL-E from Pixar is a nice movie. A lot of people saw the message of global climate change and man-made climate change being like the main theme about the movie. But what I saw was what humans will become when everything is comfortable and everything is accessible through a screen right in front of your face. You know, they're
ordering large drinks.
Yeah, they're just sitting there. Bone mass was gone, and they couldn't really walk. The chairs moved all the humans on the spaceship around. That to me is a warning. That we rely on technology too much, and at any given moment that technology could be taken away. Our power grid is susceptible to attacks, both cyber attacks and EMPs. There could be long-term power outages from like storms, hurricanes. We live in an area that gets hurricanes, and without that technology, what are you gonna do? You know,
riots in the streets with no power. It would be kind of scary.
I can remember a couple times in the Army. When we were stationed in Georgia, a bad storm would hit a transformer or something and shut down power. And our entire company operations just halted. Like, without internet and power, Army can't move forward. Mm-hmm. Similar issues when we were in Afghanistan. If the generator died from like overheating or something like that, operations just they can't do anything. Everything's digital. All of the information about where soldiers are, what missions they're doing, how many are at, you know, which outpost or FOB or COB, all of that is kept digital, rarely printed out.
That's scary.
Yeah. So, like, if you're out of power for more than a few days, you could be in some trouble. I always, as a team leader, where I had, like, you know, three or four soldiers under me, and as a squad leader with, you know, about 10 soldiers and a couple NCOs as my subordinates, I always kept hard copy of important information, you know, of names, phone numbers, their spouses, medical issues, things like that. Used to keep that in a book, but
I remember that. I remember seeing upside down, like there was a name, like, oh, what's that? And you told me.
Yeah.
So I'm
yeah.
Like, oh, that's smart.
And we had a digital books too. But the hard copy was important. What do you think is going to happen in the future with this technology addiction? I mean, the phones are getting faster with bigger space and 5G internet connections over cell phone services are coming to America. Do you think we're headed towards WALL-E, or do you think we'll be able to right the ship at some point?
I think we'd be able to right the ship. And I think a lot of it isn't as bad. Maybe for, like, adults, because after, you know, you finish up high school, you kind of, like, just let go. It's like if you move out of the house, it's like, you know what? I want cake for breakfast, and I don't have a mom telling me no. So it's harder for that, but at least with our kids, while they're in school, you know, there's times to use your book, and then there's times to go to the computer. So mm-hmm. maybe, you know, that will change, or, you know, like, stay the same for some of it. I don't know what older kids do now. I remember, you know, we relied on books. So I don't know if they have, like, if they'll eventually get, like, you know, books on a tablet or something. And that would kind of suck because it's a screen looking down, not good for your neck.
I don't think I know how to look for books in a library once I'm given the decimal, but I don't remember, like, what numbers belong to which genre.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, if you're like, go use the card catalog, today it's like, I don't remember how to use it.
Yeah. I get my book, my information from the internet.
Yeah. If you don't use it, then you'll lose it. So.
Yeah. My whole college, both degrees and the certificate. Yeah, that's a little bit of a brag. I never once had to go to the library for a physical book. The campus, the college had a library, a digital library, with lots of books, peer-reviewed papers, and I went to business school and got an associate's in business fundamentals and a bachelor's in business management and a certificate for entrepreneurship, and never once used a physical book for anything. But I remember doing it in school, like in middle school.
Mm-hmm.
But by the time high school, we were doing everything on computers, weren't we? Like, all your papers were to be written double spaced.
Yeah, on, like, on that. But, you know, we didn't have, like, there was a lot of time at school was just the book, paper and pencil. Mm-hmm. You take notes. Although a lot of that sucked too, because, again, looking down, carrying heavy books. So, like, I remember I had back problems, you know, carrying all of those home. Tiny little me. I'm short, by the way.
She is 5 foot nothing and a whole whopping 110 pounds soaking wet. So
to me, it was just like that part sucked. And I was like, you know, I wish there'd be a better way, but I don't know. I don't want it to be like the WALL-E kind of thing, because it's not good for our bones.
My biggest fear is books and comics and magazines disappearing forever. I get my dopamine drip from turning a page.
Me too. I don't use a Kindle.
I mean, I use the Kindle because it's convenient, but if given the choice, I'd rather have the book in my hand. But Kindle will do things where it'll sell me the Kindle edition for a couple of dollars versus, you know, $10, $15 for the actual book.
Oh, just go to Thrift Books and just get it dirt cheap.
Yeah, that's
what
true.
I always do. But to me, it's like, if I don't have a physical copy, I'm going to forget about it. I'm not going to read it.
Yeah, you did that when you borrowed the Harry Potter movies on my Kindle account.
Yeah.
But oops. It's a double-edged sword. There's a lot of great things. Medical technology, by far, one of the greatest benefactors of forward-moving technology. But then again, war machines have become a lot scarier. You know, I've seen what our artillery units can do to an area, and that type of technology gets kind of scary. Like I said, EMPs knocking out our power grids and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
We've got a Space Force now, which I still think should have been called the Space Corps, because it's part of the Air Force, just like the Marine Corps is part of the Navy. Space Force just sounds ridiculous.
Yeah, it sounds like a kid made it up.
But it is a smart idea, and for everybody that smirks at the idea of the Space Force, there's three branches of the military that have space aerospace jobs, and mm-hmm. all they're doing is taking all of those people and putting them together now.
Yeah.
Under one branch, and it's a smart idea, because this is getting a little political, but China is, if they haven't already weaponized space, they're trying to be able to hit our satellites with either small rockets or lasers or EMPs, cause them to, you know, fall out of orbit, stop communicating with us. So we need to have our own defenses up there. So it's actually a really, really smart idea to combine the existing jobs and then give them the support jobs. And anyways, we're getting into military unit building.
Yeah.
on LR Mornings. Screened out. Let me see. Do we have a release date on this? Oh, that was an interview, actually. So if you head over to LRMonline.com, you can see an interview with the director from our own Nancy Tapia. Tapia? I'm sorry, Nancy, if I messed it up. But yeah, check out the interview. Tell us what you guys think about technology and its prevalence. I don't know. It's massive use and impact on society today. Leave some comments below about Kingdom Hearts series, what you think about that, and definitely make LRMonline.com your homepage, because what's better than opening it up in the morning and boom, there's your LR Mornings episode and the first couple stories for the day. So that's that's a good thing to have. Be sure to check out our YouTube channel and of course the LRM Online Podcast Network for a lot of great shows. And coming up in June, early June, you can go to the website right now and learn how you could potentially win it's like a Darth Vader onesie robe. It looks like the Snuggie, but it's done up like Darth Vader. And we are having a game show where you, the readers and listeners, are represented by members of the LRM staff in a trivia game show called LRM's Trivia Gauntlet of Infinite Doom. And it's ridiculous. We've been practicing, and the categories are fun, and the math is terrible. Yes, there's math. So, like, one of the questions was, add the number of MCU films and the number of Bond films, divide by two.
Whoa! I would not get that. But then again, I'd probably suck at this game anyway. So, I do have a question.
Yeah, sure.
Who came up with the title?
Seth.
Okay.
Seth did.
Y'all must think alike, because I thought you, because it sounds something like you would come up with. Yeah. So.
Seth and I have a lot in common. Cool. But he absolutely hates the fact that I don't love Indiana Jones, and he hates the fact that Newfound Glory is my favorite band. He's like, I don't get it. You're one of the most brilliant people I've ever met, talk to, and you're super smart on so many things, but you don't love Indy, and you listen to Newfound fucking Glory. So yeah, so go to the website, check that out. Early June next week, maybe we should have the first episode, and I believe I will be participating on it, and it's going to be done like a podcast. So we're looking into ways that we might be able to do it live eventually, so that way the person that we're playing for can be there to cheer us on or curse us for losing. So yeah, check that out. Christine doesn't have any social media, so nope. you can't get at her, but if you want to convince her to get social media, leave some comments below or hit me up at that Kyle Malone on Twitter. Thank you guys so much for listening to us today and sticking through 36 minutes of babbling about technology.
We did a little.
We'll talk to you tomorrow.